Weiter in Shas, we are in Bava Kama Daf Chav Ches. We're going to bow on Chav Zan and Beis by the bottom of the page. We're going to start from 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 lines up. De Itmar, third to last word in the line. And we're talking about a machlokas, whether you could take the law in your own hands. De Itmar, Rav Yehuda Amar, law of it inch, the din alav, say a person can't make a din for himself, no being judge dread here. Rav Nachman Amar, of it inch, din alav, say he can take the law in his own hands. Hecha de ika pseida, kuliam lepligia. When there's a pseida, this is going to be actual loss over here. If you're waiting in the meantime, like we saw in yesterday's case of two partners, where they switched up days of taking water, and one day when was his day, his partner started taking water, and he's like, what are you doing over here? In the meantime, he was taking more and more, and therefore he had to stop him from taking all that water because he's losing out. So if there's a pseid kuliyama lopligi, it could be the Wild West. Do what you got to do. Da'avid inish dina l'avshay. Keep pligi. Where's a machlokas? Hecha dalek a pseidu. When there's no loss that's going to happen in the interim, then you can go take him to court and then deal with it then. If Yehuda Omer says, la'avid inish dina l'avshay, he says a person is not allowed to do it then for himself. That is, remember, the first opinion over here. They gave him the lek up say this, since there's no loss over here. So then Lazel come to Diana, go in front of a din and go in for Diana and take care of him. Nachman Amar Avinish Din Lavshay, he is allowed, a person can do it themselves. Why? The cave in the bedin Ovid lo tarach. Since he's doing it legally, he doesn't want to have to go through all this tircha to have to go in front of a judge. Now, Masav of Kahana. Ben Bagba Gomer Bagam comes and he said, well, we're having a kasha now on Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Yehuda's other opinion says you cannot take the law in your own hands. Ben Bagba Omer, Alti Kanes Lechatzer Chavercha Litol Shelcha Shelo Bershus. Don't enter into your friend's courtyard in order to get your stuff without asking any permission. Rashi says, Beginneva Ubisaser Shelo Tira Love Kiganov, because you don't look like a Ganov. Shemeter Love Kiganov, Ella Shvor Eshina Ve'emurlo Sheli Ani Dotin. Just break his teeth and take it from him and say, "What I'm taking what's mine." Rashi says, "Klomer Kach B'Chazaka V'Kasha L'Behuda." Just take it against, you know, just take it. That's a Kasha L'Behuda. Because Behuda says you can't do it. Take the law in your own hands. Here, clearly seeing that you can take it in your own hands. Amale, so Behuda says back. Beep. Turn the page. Chav Ches Imach. Imach, which means Rashi says, you think that's a good comeback to me? Unless Rashi continues, says Lishna Chrina, and also says Imach to hate Shuvazu Sheina Klum. You can hold on to that answer because you didn't do it. It didn't mean anything. Oh no, he didn't, because Ben Bagbag Yichidoi, who he's a Das Yachid. Upliga Rabbanon Alei, and the Rabbanon argue on him and say that you're not allowed to do that. So don't give me your Das Yachid stuff over here. Nice try. Vyani Amar, my Shavar Sinov, no, Vyani answers differently. He says, what does it mean? Break his teeth. It means Bedin, break his teeth in Din, others in judgment. Rashi says, Taveu Ladin, bring him to Din. Iachi says, if that's really true, that the Bryce is talking to go take him to court, the Emor Lo, what does it mean? And say to him, it should say, Va'omrim Lo Mi Bailey, so that the court says to him, or Shali Ani Lo, I'm taking my own stuff, Shalohu No Tell Mi Bailey, should have said, he's taking his, it's his stuff. So Kash, so therefore that's not a good comment, Kasha, so it's not a good Kasha. Okay, now we're going to see a series of Tashmas. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Tashmas to try to bring a proof here. For either way, whether you can take the law in your hands or not, and they're all going to come out with inconclusive. Tashma, let's try to bring a riot of Nachman that you're allowed to take the law in your own hands, even where there's not going to be a complete loss. Remember, if it's going to be a loss, everyone says you can. But if it's not a loss, so then that's where the machlokas is. And Rav Nachman says you're allowed to take law in your own hands, and that we're going to try to go and bring a proof for that. It's not going to be successful. Toshima, Shor Sha'Allah Al Gabi Chaveru Lahargo. Let's say you have an ox that comes on top of another ox to kill it. Uba Balatachton V'Shamat Tishlo, and the bottom one, the one who owns the bottom one, is about to get killed, pulls his ox out from under it. V'Nafal Elyon Umes, and the top one falls and dies. Putter. The one in the bottom, he's putter. My lab, a muad. Aren't we talking about a case of a muad? That this shore is a shore muad. And since it's a shore muad, the lekap seida is not going to be the loss here. Why? Because the shore muad has to go ahead and pay nezek shalom, so you're going to get all your money back. There's no seida, and yet, nonetheless, we say you're going to be off the hook for doing such a thing. Must be, even in a case where it's not a loss, you could do it, which is the proof too. Rav Nachman says, Gemara, lo, not a raya, but tam deikap seida. We're dealing with a tam where there is a seida. Rashi says, in the meantime, while he's going to Beis Din, his thing's going to die. Let's say the Paganiska is only half Nezek, and therefore he's going to be losing out over here. And that's why he's going to be Pater Vidazi. It says, if that's really true, it's talking about a case where Tam, the name of Seifa, how do we understand the Seifa? Dachvo le'elyon umes, if he pushes, if the owner of the lower one pushes the upper one off, chayev is going to be chayev. Hold on, viba tam, if you're dealing with the case, it's a tam, am I chayev? Why should it be chayev? He's just trying to save himself from some sort of loss over here. Says the Gemara. The Gemara now says that even if the one on top is a tam, the owner of the ox is going to be chayev if he pushes it for the top one, because he should have pulled his ox and he didn't do that. So it's not a raya, but it's just going to show that the other direction, that you're not really, the reason why you're going to be chayev over here is because you should have done it in a more gentle way and you didn't. Toshima, let's try again. Hamamali chatzav chaviru kadi yayin v'kadi shem. You go into someone else's courtyard, your friends, you fill it up with barrels of wine or barrels of oil. Bala chatzav meshaber, and the owner of the chatzav comes, he's like in his own field, his own, I come into your courtyard, let's say, v'chatzav. I start filling it up. And then, hamamali chatzav chaviru v'kadi, and bala chatzav, you come outside, and meshaber v'yotzav meshaber nechaz, you break to go out, you break to go in. Amr of Nachman bar Yitzchak, right? So what's going to be in such a case? It says that the owner is allowed to break it. It was going in, which means that clearly he's allowed to take the law into his own hands. The Gemara, Amr of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Meshaber Yitzchak le'Beis Din, Meshaber Nechaz le'Havi Zchui Yosef. It wasn't that he's breaking it because he's taking the law in his own hands, Stam. Davka, in order to be able to get the Beis Din, Rashi says, Kegonim ha'yozeh, Tono she'achatzer's lo, it's his, V'tzarech lo'zeh le'Havi Shtar Mechiris, Shekinonis, to bring Shtar Mechiris to go in, and that's where he breaks. So you don't have a riot from there. Toshima, let's try again. Minayin le'nirtza shekolu le'yamav. Let's say you have a nirtza. We know nirtza is a person who works for 6 years as a slave in every day. And then he decides he wants to stay longer. He stays li'olam, which means until Yovel. And let's say Yovel comes, Rashi says, she'gia Yovel arrives. And now this guy still wants to stay. He doesn't want to go. Virabu. It says Virabu Masarev Bo Lotzis, and his master is like fighting with him to get him to leave. Chavav Asav Chabura. And while fighting with him, he gives him a wound. Shehu Pater, I know that he's going to be Pater. Tamad Lomar, because the Pasuk says, Lo Sikhu Kofer Lashuv. Now this Pasuk is talking about something entirely different by the Ir Miklot and killing someone by accident. It's not going to, whatever it's talking about, but we make a drush over here. Lo Sikhu Kofer Lashuv, Lo Sikhu Kofer Lashuv. You should not collect payment for one who returns. It's talking about the Nirtza, the one with the who gets his ear awled in order to stay forever. Meaning until Yovel. So it's telling that even the master uses force to get him out, he's not going to be chayiv. And this shows that someone allowed to use force, take the law in your own hands, even if he's not going to lose that by going to court and waiting until the whole situation over there. It says, Rashi, lo sikhu l'tzarkam shum mamon. Says the Gemara, not a raya. Hachim ha'iskinen ba'avdu ganva. We're dealing with the fact when the guy's a ganav, and therefore there's a pseid over here, and therefore everyone, even Yehuda agrees, you're allowed to use force to get him out of there. Take the law in your own hands. Says the Gemara, adi, in a lo ganav, hasha ganav. What do you mean? He wasn't a ganav for 6 years and suddenly became a ganav. He wasn't a ganav for the 30, 40, 50 years, 49 years. He was with him and there was a ganav. And the Gemara, yep. Adi, idna have aim said Rabbi Elay. Until now, he had the fear of his master on him. But now that he's out, hasha lesa aim said Rabbi Elay doesn't have the fear of his master, and therefore he can become a ganav. So that's why the point is that it's a loss. So that's why you let it go ahead and get him out of there. Even Rabbi Yehuda would say. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, he goes and he says, "Be'eved b'shemaser lo rabo shivcha kananis." We're talking about a case of an eved that of a kanani that his master gave him a shivcha kananis, which is aser for a regular yid. But if it's an eved ivri, it's allowed. And now he wants to stay with her, but he's not allowed to. Ada idna heter. Until now, it was mutter to be with her. V'hashi yisur, but now it's aser to be with her. And therefore, he's given the beatdown over there to get him away from doing this aveda. Rashi says, "V'hashad uvin charon yisur v'rashay lahalkoso lafrishad hay dina lav lanafshehu." This is not for himself. This is for this guy doing an aveda. He's trying to stop him. Okay, let's try again. And move on to number four. Step number four. Tashema hamiyach hazakad b'rishus harabim. And someone goes and puts a picture in rishus harabim. And uba achav in niskal bov shvara. And he goes. Someone goes ahead. This is our mishnah. Comes and trips over and it breaks. Potter, the guy who breaks is going to be potter to pay. Taima the niskabo. The reason is because he tripped over it. Hashvara chayev. But if you would break it straight up, he would be chayev. So what do you see over here? You see that a person is not allowed to take law into his own hand, even though he's going to be a loss. What's going to be a loss? Because he can't just go through the public area. Rashi says, "V'omer rav la'el b'memela rishus harav m'kula chavius alma lo avit inish dina l'nafshe." I feel makom seid if he's losing out, but not being able to walk through this particular area. Oh, says a Gemara, not a Raya. I'm Rav Zid Mishvei the Rava, who adin afil shvara. Even if he goes and he breaks it on purpose. So even if he broke it, he wouldn't be chayiv. Why does he use the lashon of niska of tripping over it? I did it to cover the missing seifa we saw yesterday. Since we had to teach the seifa, im huzak bal chav is chayiv b'nisko. And if the guy who's walking by gets injured by this pitcher, then the owner of the pitcher is chayiv to go and pay for him to dafka niska only if he tripped over. If I shover low to hazak nafsa, not if he broke it on purpose because he did it to himself. Katani b'shin niska the fir with roshi niska. Also, we don't have a rai over here to say whether someone can go and take the law into his own hands. Toshima wa 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 wa. Number five. Vikatsosa is kappa. This is talking about a woman who, again, grabs onto the man's woohoo while in the middle of fighting. There's a man fighting with this woman's husband. So she grabs on and holds on tight, and that makes him all embarrassed over there. Vikatsosa is kappa. You have to cut off her hand. What does it mean, mamon? You have to pay mamon of the embarrassment you caused him. My lab is sheni yichol la'atzel yidei davar acher. Are we talking about a case where there's no other way to do another other way? Therefore, a person's allowed to take over the law, even when, where he's going to end up having a loss. You're not allowed to, even if you have a loss, which goes against both of you, the enemy of Nachman. So Gemara, lo, she yichol la'atzel davar acher. She could have saved another way. She could have, like, kicked him in the shin or something like that. Right? They didn't have to grab onto his wing wong. You don't want to wing the wong number. Lo, she yichol la'atzel davar acher. Says Gemara, aval ini yichol la'atzel davar acher. Then what? Petura? Is they pater? Yachi, if that's really true, then at the tani seifa, v'sholcha yoda. And she sends forth her hand. Prat l'shlech bezen. Which is excluding if a shlech bezen did such a thing that he's not going to be chayav for that. Why would you say to exclude another person? Likfilus medida, let it just argue in itself. Let it just be the two sadam and the only one medida. Amen. If I'm a murim, what is your shlech mechayav? B'shechol hatzel yidei davracher. Avalinichol hatzel davracher. Pshuv, and she's going to be pot there. So clearly can't mean that. Says Gemara, no. Hachinam kamer, saying that also. Amen. If I'm a murim, what is your shlech mechayav? B'shechol hatzel yidei davracher. She could do it through something else. Avalinichol hatzel davracher. She's not able to. The nasa yada kishlech bezim to her. Her hand becomes like the shlech bezim, and she's going to be pot there. So again, we don't have a raya either way. So we try the next one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is the sixth. And one more after this. 6 out of 7. Toshima. Hari Shah Yisidere Chareb Moveres Bezoch Sadeh Lesipers is a field. And he has a huge field and there's a pathway going straight through the middle that's used for the public to walk through it. Natalov and Nasan Lam Aminatzad. And he goes and he says, you know, he doesn't want to go through the field. So he makes a path on the side over there. Masha Nasan, that which he gave to those people to walk through, he gave. Vishalo, Lohigio. But he doesn't actually have that middle part. That path doesn't really become his. Meaning, although they get the other one, they could also use the middle one. He messed himself over. Yeah, Marta Avidinish didn't allow. If you say a person can make a din for himself, then let's call Pizzo Velasev. Let him go take a stick and sit in that path in the middle, and anyone tries to come through, give him the beat down. Rashi Zikach Makov Yosef Adair Harishon Daha Dinahu Daha Amart Masanasanasan Al Machilof Malio Yahavi. That which he gave it good, he's given the side one. So the middle one, let him sit and go give the smack down over there. The fact that Mishnah says he's not able to do it must be that you're not allowed to do it for yourself, even if you're going to have a loss against both of them. Says Gemara, Amarav Zvid, Mishri Dereva, Gezer Hashem Yitin Lahem Derech HaKalson. No, really, in the Chinami, it should be good. But the Chacham said that we're worried that he's going to give him a messed up path as opposed to a good path, so therefore we don't allow the first one to be lost over there. Of Mashasha says another answer to answer this piece up over here. We see three, that's the first one. The second one is Mashasha. He says, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the owner gave them a crooked path. In that case, the owner doesn't have any right to take back the original one because it's going to cause him a loss. Right? In the way of Mishasha's understanding, the Chachamim didn't Aser actually moving the path. If the path would be a good one, then it would say that this whole Mishnah thing wouldn't apply and people would not be allowed to go on the old path. But that would be right, exactly. And he's let it stop people from going on his path. The Mishnah just happens to be talking about a case, a specific case where the second path to give him is no good. It's all crooked and whatever. In that case, he has no right to do such a thing because he's making them have some sort of loss. So if Ashiyam, our third answer, and kol min atzad, derech ha-kalsanu, anything that's on the side is considered crooked. Krova lezeh, uchok lezeh. It's closer for certain people, further away from other people, and therefore it's not going to be good to go such a thing. So the first one is not off the hook, and those two paths are for the crowds. Yachi, is this really true that he doesn't get the original one bath? Why shallow lo higia? Why does he not keep what's his? Why do we say that the new path also he is also for the crowds? Lema lehu, let him say, shkula didchu, just take yours, the original path that was. Give me back mine, what was mine. But we say you can't take back the original path. You should be allowed to take the new path because that was, you know, was not a good giving over. Says Gemara, Mishun Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda, Dam Rabbi Yehuda, Meitzar Shech Ziko Barabim, a boundary upon which the public did some act in order to use as a walkway, Asil Kalkalo, you can't go and then ruin it. What happened over here is it was already set up and ready to go for the crowds. Sorry, you can't switch it back over here. This is, it is what it is. Toshima, the final attempt to see between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Nachman, a person can take the law in his own hands when it's not going to be some sort of law. Toshima, balabayis yinich peya mitzad echad. If you're balabayis in one of a field, then he leaves peya, which you have to leave over for poor people. He leaves on the side of his field. Ubo aniyim v'natum mitzad echad. And aniyim come and take from the other side of the field. Zeh v'zeh, peya. Both of them are peya. V'yamart avin inish dina lafshi. If you say a person can do it then for himself, amai zeh v'zeh peya. Why are both peya? Linkot pizza v'leisa. Let him take a stick and then in his field and to stop people from taking the original stuff over here. You have a field, you have to leave over peah. The guy they took from the other side, that means the original stuff really should belong to him. He should be able to take it for himself. Therefore, Bryce over here shows that one's not allowed to take the law into his own hands, even if he's going to lose out. It's against both of them. Amareva, Maisev is a peah. What does it mean both are peah? Lepotim and a Maiser. They don't have to take a Maiser from it. That's all that it means. But you're right, the poor people are not allowed to take it. Kidatanya, like we learned in a brisa, a mafker is karmo, someone who makes his vineyard, hefker. And then in the morning he gets up and starts harvesting it. He takes it back. Chayv beperet v'os v'shichol v'peah. He's chayv in all these things. Upater mina ma'iser, but he's pater from giving ma'iser. Okay, so we see straight up that's what it means over there, but it doesn't mean that they're able to go and take it. So we don't have a raya either way over here. So we end without a raya either way. If you could take the law into your own hands, and when there's no in a case when there is no irretrievable loss, beautiful. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah. Zok the next Mishnah, Nishbara Kado B'Shus HaRabim. Someone has a kad as a pitcher and it breaks from B'Shus HaRabim. And now water starts pouring out everywhere. V'huchlak Echa B'Mayim. Someone goes and he slips on the water. Oshalaka B'Charesis. Or gets injured by a piece of the broken pitcher. Chayev. Then the one who owns the pitcher, he's chayev to pay. So Rabbi Huda argues, Huda Omer B'Miskavin Chayev. If he did it on purpose, then he's going to be chayev. B'Ainu Miskavin, but if he did it not on purpose, Potter is going to be off the hook. The Gemara's office is going to explain this. Here we go. Omer B'Dom Rav Lo Shana, we never taught this idea that the owner of the pitcher is going to be chayev. Ella Shetinfo Kelo B'Mayim. That's why the person's clothing, his Kelo, his vessels, meaning his clothing, got damaged. Rav says, the Rav Mukil Masnisen, Kishalo Hifkir is Mimov. He wasn't after the water. Helkach Nimsa Shinzuko Kelo. Shelzeb and Mamonu Shelzeb. This Kalem of this person's stuff is damaging someone else's mamon. Zeh, the Havikhi Shore, it's like Shore. So Elish Yatinfo Kalem of Mayim. Beep, turn the page. Chav Chesam Abayz. Avalhu Atzmo, but if the guy himself got injured, meaning he slipped on the water and he got himself injured, Potter, then he's going to be Potter. You know, I'm not going to be Chayiv when I put my Kli and he breaks it and when the Kli breaks and the water starts coming out. And then this guy falls on the floor and he gets injured from falling on the floor. That's not my problem. Why? Because I didn't injure him. The floor injured him. And therefore, I'm not a chayv to go in pain. That's what it says over here. Avalhu atzmo patur, because karka olam, he's it was mazik him. It was a karka. Rashi says, she'ein lam bailam of the owners. He's a kaso. Mamonu zeh, shel zeh, grum ba'alman. This person's woman, the water is just grumma of a leva. Rav l'tameg damar, l'kaman bor, she'chayv olah, I love Torah lehevlo velo lechaboto. If I have a boar and someone falls into the boar and they fall on the floor and get injured, it's I don't have to pay them for the injuries from falling on the floor, but I do from the stanky smell that's going on in there, stuff goes into his mouth or something like that, then I have to go and pay him for that, but not to fall on the floor because that's the floor itself. Ki amritza kamei de Shmuel. When they said this in front of Shmuel, Amar Li, he said to me, Michli, let's see. Avno v'sakino umaso mibaru lamadno. We learned out the Edin that if someone is going to be chayev for damages of his stone, of his knife, of his maso, of his burden, or any type of thing that he leaves out and was just a rabbim, for example, the water from this pitcher, we learn it out from Bor. We learn the whole thing out from the pit. We learned that way back in Daf Gimel. V'kulana nikorbehen, and all of them I say, shor v'lo adam, chamor v'lo kelim. The DNA is when it comes to a Bor, that the owner is going to be chayav for a shor, a person who falls in, but not a person. It's chayav for a donkey, but not for kelim. V'hani milin katala. And these halachas that he's not going to be chayav for a person or a kelim is only in reference to death. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. It's true. What I said is true. Bahani Milin Ketala, all these laws that he's not going to be chayav for Adam or Kalim, we have to do death. Avala Inyan Nezakim, when it comes to Nezek, Adam chayav for Kalim Batura. He's going to be chayav for a person, but not for a Kalim. What comes out? What's the question over here? It comes out that the owner of this type of thing that puts in Rishus Rabbim is not going to be chayav for Kalim at all. And therefore, our Mishnah can't be talking about a case where the water from this pitcher damaged the person's clothing, which are considered Kalim. Says Rashi, Al Niske Vikalim Paturim, Al Niske Kalim Pater Balabar, the Svirasan, Zuhi Misasan. That's called its death. Yeah, you're Pater for that. Masnisa Nami, Maymav Boro, who Kelkach, Ki Chayav, Al Niske Guf Chayve, Vlal Kalim, on Guf and not on the Kalim. Virav, what Rav say back, Hani Mil Hechadaf Afkirinu. The fact that the laws of putting this in the Rishus HaRabim, I learned that from a bor, only apply if he said that it's hefker. Avalechet the law of Karina, but in case it wasn't hefker, mamonahu, it's considered like mamon, is the same category of shore. So Amish is talking about a case where the owner of the pitcher didn't make the water hefker, and therefore it has the luchas of a shore, and therefore going to be chayev even for kalim. Kum Techai, says Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav is going to say that this whole thing over here, since it was a mafkaret, it's considered like a shor, and you're going to be chayav for Nezek and for Nezek that happens to Kalim. And Shmuel says it's like a bar, and therefore you're not going to be chayav for Kalim. And now we're going to see someone goes against both of them. Basav of Oshaya. Oshaya comes and asks a kash on Rav and Shmuel. The Nafel Shama Shor O Chamor. The Pasuk says an ox or a donkey falls into the boar. Shor Velo Adam, Chamor Velo Kalim. Mikan Amru, from here we learn Nafel Lesocho Shor Vekela Vinishtabru. If the shore of the Kalim fall and they break, Chamor Vekela Vinishkaru. Or if they fall in the shore and these same things fall in and they get ripped, Chayev Ala Behema. The owner of the boar is going to be chayev for the nezek of the behema. Vapater alakein, vapater from the kelim. Ha lamaze doma. What is it comparable to? La avno v'sakino maso shenicha b'shus harab miziko. It's compared to when someone leaves a stone, a knife, or a burden that he puts into Rishus HaRabim and it causes the damage. The Gemara just stops for a second. Says, hold on a second. Adar Rabbah, don't say, what is this compared to compared to that? It's the opposite direction. Ma doma lazeh mi boile. Should have said, what is comparable to this? Meaning the focus is the bar. Not that that's the focus. The bar learns from it. Ella, the Gemara says, fine. Ma doma lazeh. What's compared to it? Avnu v'sakino v'samasosh shenicham Rishus HaRabim hiziko. Just like the owner of the bar is not chayev for things that happen to Kalim, so to the owner of these things not going to be chayev if they damage Kalim also. Lefikach emetiach tzlochiso be'evin, if one he trips, he's carrying this contigo. He's carrying contigo. Tzlochis, like a flask. And it fell and broke, he fell and broke on the stone. Then, and it was just a rabbim over here, chayev, the owner is going to be chayev over here. Reisha, Gemara says that now we say it's a machlokas again, so it's Sosa Rav and Shmuel. Reisha Kachel Rav, the first part of the Brisa that says that what's compared to a bar, the stone, the knife, the maso, that's a kash and Rav, because it says that someone leaves this in Rishus HaRabim is the same level of bar. But according to Rav, he says it's called shor. If it's safe for Kachel Shmuel, the safe is a kash and Shmuel, that says that if one's contigo broke against this rock, that the owner of the rock is have to chayev to pay, because it shows that this is the status of a shore, and he said that it's like a bar. So the Gemara, ulatameich tikshi lach higufa. According to what you're understanding, this really bright should be a kasha on itself. Forget Rabbi Shmuel, it's a kasha on itself. Reisha putter v'sefa chayev. The reisha of the bright is saying that one's going to be putter if his thing ruined Kalim, and the Sefer says it'll be chayav for that. So it doesn't make sense. Ella Rav Mitzar Tatameh, Shmuel Mitzar Tatameh, each one will answer up according to their own logic. Rav Mitzar Tatameh learned to become himself by fixing and saying, Bamedavar Mamurim, Kishif, Kira. And so when they're mafkir, have a law of Kira, and if you didn't mafkir it chayav, then you're going to be chayav. Lefikach, therefore, itiach tzolchus be'evin chayav. If someone goes in their flask, smashed against a stone, that was in Rishus HaRabim, and it wasn't Hefker, then he's going to be Chayev. Shmuel Tarsa Tamei explains according to his own logic by explaining switching the second part of the Brisa, Hashadomer to Avdo Sekinu Masel Kiboru Dami. Now they say that the Evan, the stone, the sack and the knife and the burden is like Bor, Le Rebbe Yehuda, the Mechayev, on this case, Kalim, but Bor. then this is going to work in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that one is chayev for damages that happens to kelim in the bar. Did we see this? We saw this earlier, I remember. Le'el daf hey, bayam. Yeah, it's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Therefore, you're going to be chayev, and that's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the second part of the Bryce is not a kasha necessarily in Shmuel, because he's explained according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to those who argued to Rabbi Yehuda, then the owner of the stone would be potter from having to pay for this thing that fell over, that broke. Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo shanu, they didn't teach that the owner of the stone is to pay for this contigo, elishiniska ba'evan v'nishof ba'evan, except for where the one who's carrying it tripped on the rock and knocked it against the rock. But if he tripped on the ground, he's tripped over his feet and he got on the rock, then potter, the one is going to be potter because it was the ground that caused it and not a stone. Come on, who's it going like? Delo Rabbi Nassan. It's not going to, according to the opinion of Rabbi Nassan. He says that the one who got the nizak can collect from the owner of that that caused the damage, even if that thing didn't cause the cause him to fall in the first place. So actually, he says it later on in Daf Nun Gimel. Short dachav is chaver labor kol hecha deleka l'shtelume mehar shor mishtalim mibor hay de'ev da'avid lei hezeka. Iked army, and some learn this a little differently. Amar b'lazer lo tema b'niskal be'evin v'nisho be'evin hu mechayev aval niskal b'karkav v'nisho be'evin pater elofin niskal b'karkav v'nisho be'evin chayev. Come on, does it go like ke Rabbi Nassan? Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.